this hand recorder and recording on Facebook Live. So, this is someday on Hebrew year 5781, on October 14th in 2020. And for those in this era, this year, I think it's going to be an exciting October and an exciting first month of the Hebrew year, and that's Tishri, I believe. Anyway, greetings and welcome. It is unusual because I wasn't going to do a message today, and I felt prompted to do one on meditation. So, topic, meditation, benefit, lots, the scripture that it came to mind that was kind of my go-to scripture for meditation is Joshua 1:8. And I read it out of, what translation is this? New American Standard. There's Joshua chapter 7 and 5, and there's 1. Let me start with verse 7. Well, let me start with verse 6. Well, let me stand. Let me stand. Let me read. Or verse 4. Well, maybe verse 1. Okay. I'm adding verses here. Joshua chapter 1. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant. So you guys know that Moses is number 1. Leader, and Joshua was number 2, and now Moses is dead. Well, his body's missing from earth. By Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, as far as the great sea, toward the setting the sun, will be your territory. It's good to know your territory. I know my territory. I think I'm learning how to do terraforming. That's a lesson in the works here. But yeah, good thing to ask the Father what your territory is, because you have authority, just like it says in verse 3. Verse 5. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I've been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. That's a promise that you guys have. Ooh, am I in the park of light? Shadows. I feel like I'm in a shadow. We need to get better lighting for the house, for Zoom thingy. Sorry for those. I feel like I got darkness. Anyway, let's do that a little bit there. And we'll do this for you guys. All right. Anyway, that has nothing to do with audio at all, does it? Let's deal with this here. What was I? Verse 5. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I've been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Yeah. So when you know where you're supposed to be and know who you are, and there's confidence. Because of verse 5, we all can say verse 6, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possessions of the land which I swore to their forefathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. So again, be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Okay. Key word is his words. Key word is his words. Key thing, key topic, key subject is his words. Verse 8. We're almost getting to verse. This is the word we're trying. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Okay. And verse 9, we'll do that. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. For, hey Susan, oop, I have to admit you. Oop, you are admitted. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Yay. Da, 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 da. Welcome, Susan. Where's my little thingy I wanted to do?
Oh. Thank you, Ollie. I'm going to go on mute.
All right, thank you. I need to master my... I need to learn to master my Zoom controls. All righty. Verse 9 again. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's a good verse for this season when we got, when the planet got attacked with COVID. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for your Lord God is with you wherever you go. Good promise in this season. Good promise if you're walking to your car in the dark someplace. But in order, I think which helps a whole lot is if we meditate this. And then back to verse 8, this book of the law should not depart from your mouth. So you've all kind of heard, hopefully you've heard, that 5780, this decade of 5780, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, and 89 is the era of pay or in the mouth, right? This book should not depart from your mouth. So the mouth is a part of your face. And so the Father's words spoken to you, not necessarily you have to see them face to face, but the intimacy of face to face, okay? Don't get caught up with, I've never seen God, or the flip side, you know, no man has seen God, you know, and lived and all those kind of things. But we all need to have a real intimate, close, vital living relationship. Our security is based on the relationship. So if your relationship isn't, what are those words, strong or tight or committed, then you may... be trembling and be dismayed and be in fear wherever you are. But if we know him, and I think the tricky thing is it's our knowing the Father is an individual situation. So maybe that's why I'm going to teach on meditating right now, because this is meditating is one of the ways to cultivate or to develop a relationship with the Father, okay? And for those who are thinking you got to ascend to heaven and walk on the sapphire stones, oop, I'm playing here, don't mind me, okay. Walk on the sapphire sea or do something mystical to have a relationship, we're about to debunk that because that's not needed. But what is needed is confidence in your Lord. Right? How do we develop that confidence? I think this scripture is a key. And just like this young man, how old is Joseph? Joshua. Anyway, he's younger than me, I think. Anyway, big responsibility. He's leading a bunch of people and into a new place, strange place. The one he was... I don't know, his leader, Moses, he's off the scene now. And so when we get new responsibilities or new challenges, sometimes we want to back away or not run into it. But here, situation that some of us, I think all of us get faced in at some level, maybe not leading millions of people into a new place, but maybe being a new father or moving to a new city or having... you know, your child or a friend ask you a question that you've never experienced, you know, and you have no, your only source is maybe Google or one of those, is it Dog Pound, another search engine. But anyway, in a new place, right, wherever you are, very few people were prepared for strange things like quarantine in place and prepared for wearing masks wherever you go or all that stuff, but you all had to adjust, you know. And I think everyone, you know, got confronted different ways. I even, as much as I personally hate fear, I actually dealt with, had to face some fears in even driving from my state to another state. Had these irrational, I guess they're irrational, but irrational fears based on things that actually happened to people. But I was projecting, thinking they could happen to me. Almost stopped me from going to go do what I thought I needed to do. And so, I think as we go into this, well, go into tomorrow, you know, right now it's Wednesday, we need to face our Thursdays or tomorrows, wherever time zone you're in, with boldness and courage, not going into, yeah, we may not know what's going to happen tomorrow, but we should not fear tomorrow. Not because we have control of tomorrow, because we don't, but because we can allow our Father have control of our thoughts. Somewhere in Scripture, I think in the New Testament, maybe Philippians, that He's the Prince of Peace, and the peace of God will, His peace can surpass our thoughts, which means sometimes we think ahead, or as I do, think ahead and imagine things which could happen, shouldn't happen, but it could happen, that happen to other people, and get caught into the what ifs, right? And what if I had enough money? What if? I remember I scared some people one time. They were in my house, and I said, what if an alien comes to the door? Who's going to the door? And then moments later, the doorbell, there was a knock on the door, and I was like, well, that's timing. And none of my guests got up to get to the door because I just jokingly said there was an alien or a monster at the door. There wasn't, but we can be prepared for all things. And this meditating, I think, will help us. If not, you know, don't listen to the rest of the message and turn off the tape now and fast forward to the next tape or go listen to a good CD. So I got this message on meditating when I was in, I guess not the best place. I was in a new situation. I was separated from my wife and living with my parents. Not a great situation when you're an adult and have a job and a family. I was in a new place, and not a good place. And when I was, it was a weekend or a night or a day, but I had a conversation. So yes, talk to yourself or, you know, talk to God. It wasn't really prayer. But in this conversation, it seemed that I'd been not meditating the word, but the scripture about, I guess King David saying this one thing he desired. I realized that wasn't me. But somewhere in there, where is this? It's in my first book when I was learning how to meditate. Oh, there it is. It's just one page. I'm just going to talk on this one page. You can see it. Those who Zoom can see it. But let me just kind of read this, because before this journey began, I had to discipline my very active mind. And we all have to do that. We live in an age of information, also known as an epic, I guess I would say today, an era, if I was rewriting this, an era of distractions. A phrase came to mind, one thing I desire, and I realized it was tough for me to focus on one thing for any period of time. So I thought that meditation might help me focus on the one thing. And that, I realized, this is the religiously correct version. I think when I was writing this, I didn't want to scare anybody. But I remember when this actually happened, I was in my parents' house, laying on the bed in the guest bed. And I think I had plenty of opportunity to go into depression or despair or to all kinds of things. And I think I was trying to decide which of those things, which path I would go down. This sounds so nice. I've got to rewrite this. This sounds like I was just being all godly. That was not the case. I was I was facing lots of options. Well, not anyway. I was laying in the bed. Sometimes I don't know if y'all do this, but when you don't know what to do, you just gotta stay in bed and pull that blanket over your head and not face your problems or situations. I think I was doing that. So it really wasn't me that thought up these steps. Okay, I was nudged, and I look back on that. It was, you know, God being good and me not being stupid. But what I wrote down here, so I'm reading it. So I thought that meditation might help me. More like a thought was placed in my head, or an option of, you should meditate. And but here's where it gets stupid. So I searched the internet for some guidance on the art or discipline of meditation. What really happened was, I said meditation, and I said to myself, I know about the scripture, Joshua 1:8. I had heard some teachings on meditation, some scripture meditation. Maybe I read a book on it. So I was pondering these things in my head, yeah. And but the next thought was, I want you to Google it. And I thought, Google it? And so, but it's not in, so I guess if you read my book and read between the lines, you might have got that. But in reality was, I heard the thought to Google it, which is not what I already knew, because I knew a lot. You know, so I was learning at that point in time to lean not upon my own understanding and trust in the Lord. Or, as I said, this voice in my head. So the voice in the head said to Google it, so I Googled it. you should have seen my Google results. And I could have, if I'd been smarter, I could have taken the screenshot and put that in the book. Because the first one, there were several things which I read them, and they were like wrong, leading me to emptying my mind and leading me to some wrong philosophies, some things that did not agree with the Bible. So I was a bit concerned that this voice in my head was actually leading me astray. So I looked at the first hit from the Google search, second, third, and fourth, and I got to one that I clicked on that seemed to be acceptable. I wrote down, I found lots of info, but found few steps that I could adopt and modify for me. Yeah, there were some bad steps out there. But this one site had, I think it was a page or two, and it had 8 steps. And I read them. Steps 1 through 7 were okay. Step 8 was not okay. Step 8 was something about empty your mind. So this is not about, you know, philosophy, emptying your mind, because as a spirit-filled believer, keyword spirit-filled, and you're filled with God's spirit, and the King of Glory lives within you. So meditating really is about connecting or reconnecting, or as I said earlier, you know, establishing that relationship. So that in any situations we can be strong and courageous, not based upon our experience or our background or our skills or our deals, but based upon our relationship. Okay, so let's see where this goes. So I'm going to read you my steps, which I modified from that website. Number one, so what I heard today was not only teach on it really wasn't to teach on this, it was actually to and I thought that was weird to go on Facebook Live and record me actually meditating. And I think it was more so, not necessarily for an audience, but I need to reestablish a habit, a good habit of meditating. So I thought, so I'll just do that and skip teaching tonight and just go do something I know is good for me. And it felt like I was supposed to do that online. So, yeah, you're getting it live and raw. A little bit of prep, because I don't go through this when I, you know, do it. But so I guess I'm doing this intro for you, because of recording, but for me to actually do this. So it'll be a little teaching, and actually we're going to meditate. Or I'm going to, and maybe you will too. Follow me or turn off the teaching. So I'll read you the steps, and then we're going to do this. Okay, or at least I'm going to do it. You can follow along. So I'll read the steps first, and we'll go back and do them. So, Step number one, set aside a calm, quiet place. I tried soothing music, but it became another distraction. Some of you like soaky music to meditate. Nothing against that. It just didn't work for me. Okay. Number two, sit comfortably. So I'm in my new favorite chair. Actually, I got two chairs. This is my teaching chair. So yes, check the box. I'm sitting comfortably. Note, when I lay down, I was very comfortable, but I fall asleep. So I recommend sitting, okay? But again, you can take these notes and modify them to help you be you, right? Because I stole these. Yep, I admit, I stole these and modified. So sometimes when you glean, hear, learn, receive, steal, you need to make these steps work for you. Don't be a clone and just copy. If it don't work, it don't work. You know, delete it, add it. But the goal is to use be closer to the Father. Number three, slow your breathing. Then number four, breathe deeply. I guess I could have done 3A. Number four, breathe deeply, slow and steady. Okay, and again, I'm going to do these. So when I do them, should I read them and do them? I guess so, since if y'all weren't here, I wouldn't read it out loud, but I will for you. Number five, this was a big modification. I would focus on an image in my mind. So yeah, I would actually close my eyes. And I went through a lot of images over time. The first image I thought was an apple that I upgraded to an orange. Or maybe it's a move. Anyway, but I finally got to, I would meditate on an ocean shore. Myself looking down. What am I? I need the... Well, you can get the person on Zoom can go to their bookcase and get the book. It's page 12. So, and for those who get this teaching, whatever, you can want replay the teaching. Okay, I'm going to do it again, and you could be taking writing it down as I'm talking slowly or slower. So again, step five. I would focus on an image in my mind. So we're not doing it yet. I'm just walking you through the steps. The image I finally gravitated to. Now, again, it took me a while to go through this process because I was trying to make it a part of my life, right? And again, you're not supposed to master this in one deal. So I my image was, actually it was a moving image. It was myself at an ocean shore, not a lake, not a river, but an ocean shore. And I saw myself looking down at the waves lapping on my feet when watching the water recede. So the wave would come in, I'd see it touch my feet, and watch the wave goes out. And that's what I focused on. Number six, I would try to set my breathing on the wave cycle. So I'd breathe in, as the waves came in, I'd breathe out. So obviously an apple and an orange did not cooperate with the breathing thing. So anyway, and this breathing thing and the ocean thing was not on the website. Modified again for my use. But you got to figure out what works for you, right? Some of you may have get all really into it and find the right frequency and some harmonics and some tune that helps you go into the, theta waves? Anyway, I think it's theta waves. You may pop into using the sonic bowls and stuff, but whatever. Your goal is to get to where, anyway. Step six, I would try to set my breathing on the wave cycle. Breathing in when the wave came in, and breathing out as the water receded. I would try to stay focused only at the water for just 5 minutes. I want to tell you, it took me several months to get to where I could hold that focus to get to 5 minutes. You know, I don't actually think I ever got to 5 minutes. And so the people who are listening on Zoom and watching on Facebook, you could be watching on Zoom and videoing on Zoom. Anyway, no matter if it helps you be in both places at one time, That's a whole another teaching. Okay. So I read you the steps. The goal is just to get to where you're doing Joshua 1:8, this book of the law. Okay. Should not depart my mouth, but I should meditate on it day and night. All these steps here were helping me able to hold on to the book of the law, or a word that my father had given me, so that I'd be comfortable or strong in any situation. Not, I've never been in Joshua's situation to lead 3 million people into a new place. I've led 3 and 4 and 5 and 7 and 40 and maybe 100, but not millions. Okay. And I don't know if Joshua followed these steps. Joshua's an interesting guy in his book and in Genesis, how he, anyway. So, all right. So this isn't deep. You know, I guess you could watch me or you could participate. But the goal is to use this tool called meditation or meditating as a tool for you to help your relationship with the Father, right? And the, again, the benefits, so, you know, find the scripture. There's benefits in Joshua verses, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. I believe all those things that he, his ability to lead was, I think, the Lord was trying to tell him that this meditation would help you out. Again, you can't fail in this. You may feel like it, but don't go by your feelings. So, I'm going to read a step and do the step. Some steps are really fast. Set aside a calm, quiet place. So if no one rings my doorbell, I'm in a quiet place. If no one locks the door, I'm in a quiet place. So I need to get better at actually getting the sign put on the door. Because, anyway, if I was in the back room, I would just ignore the door. And I should turn off my doorbell. So hopefully you're set aside in a calm, quiet place. So check one. Sit comfortably. Okay, you progress. You're 2 for 2 here. Hopefully you're sitting and not walking around. If you're walking around, you'll be distracted by stuff. Slow your breathing. Okay, we're going to... a thought is you could breathe with me, but we're going to breathe for a little bit. I'll try to breathe loud enough for the recording, which is going to sound weird. So don't be recording my heavy breathing. I'm going to do three, four, and five together. So I'm being comfortable. I'm going to breathe slow. I don't know I'm talking. So the silence you're going to hear is me breathing slow and deep and starting to focus on my image. And while we're doing that, you can get your own image. Okay. So my eyes are closed for those who are audio. And I'm breathing. Don't be distracted with the talking. So I'm intentionally breathing kind of deep in and out slowly. My image of, I can see the ocean. When the waves come in, there's kind of some white foam there. I can see that come in when I breathe in. When I breathe out, I can see the wave receding. You could picture a bird's wing flapping. I don't know what you got, but you know, or you're welcome to use my image. The whole thing is to be settled. Don't go blank mind, because I don't think it's tough enough to get down to one image. The goal is just to relax. Okay. The goal is to relax to where when it's time to meditate on a scripture, you'll be able to meditate on that scripture and nothing else. That's the goal of these seven steps, is to strengthen your ability to hold on to one thing, one thought from the Father, one word from the Father, one image from the Father. There's no strength in watching the ocean go in and out. But if you can take your ability to focus on the one thing, then that one thing, which you replace it with the Father's important thing, then that's the way to success. That's the way when you trust Him, when you don't know what's going on, and you need a word, and you get a word out of the scripture, or it bubbles up from your heart, or it comes from even storing the word in you, even memorizing scripture, or you get a prophetic word, or you get a dream, something you know that's from heaven, and you just set your affections, you set your thoughts, you set setting your mind, as the scripture in Colossians, this is that, the ability to set your mind and not be distracted. This is the exercise I'm trying to do for myself, so that I can, the different things the Lord's given me, so I can focus on those things. This is not the focusing those things. This is preparing to focus. You get that? This is not the act. This is the warm-up. Okay? So back to breathing. So if you can hold on to your image, then you can hold on to something the Father speaks to you. In Hebrews it says, hold fast your confession. Okay? We know that the abundance or heart and mouth speaks, but are you speaking what the Father's telling you? His words are life, right? Jesus said that, what did Jesus say? Jesus said that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. Okay? This is that. Every word which proceeds from his mouth. That's the book of the law. Those words which come from him. They may have come from a history book, your book of poems, your journal, a prophetic word, a YouTube, a song, a hymn. But when that phrase, that word, that sentence you know is from heaven, it's time to focus on that. That becomes your strength in your time of need. That becomes your cord, that threefold cord is not easily broken. This is the foundation. This is the solid rock in which you can stand. Not the seeking sand, not sand, but the solid thing, his word. We've got to learn how to stand and stand some more. And this is a way, not the only way, to do that, this meditating. So, and we're strengthening our ability to focus. That's what we're doing here. So back to breathing. Just even focusing on your breath in and your breath out will bring you into a place of peace. So let's do that. Let's try to breathe 10 so you can count the 10. 10 inhales and 10 exhales. This will be the first one. Take it slow and easy. Okay, let's try to replace that breathing, that image, with a promise from our Father. Let's take a promise of He'll never leave us or forsake us, that we're not alone, that we can be, what's the word? We can be not afraid. So let's focus on that. Let's take a 60 seconds, three or four breaths, trying to think on one thing. You're not alone. No reason to be afraid. You're not alone. No reason to be afraid. So breathe in, not alone. Breathe out, not afraid. Let's do that for a little bit. Breathe in, not alone. Breathe out, not afraid. Breathe in, not alone. Breathe out, not afraid. Keep doing that. What I received in that time is not only not alone and not afraid, but I heard we can do this, because you're not alone. And the we that I'm reminded of is we, me and Father who lives in me, and you, the King of Glory, lives in you. So you're not alone. So let's focus on and think about and meditate on we together can do this. Not we, the body. That's a true thing, too. But sometimes the body's unfaithful, but God is faithful. So we can hold Him to this promise that we can do this. And later on, you can search the scriptures about He never leads us. He always leads us to victory, success. It may be a longer battle or thingy, but sticking with Him, it works all the time. So,
Wally?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I thought our brain doesn't understand not. And so we were supposed to meditate without the word not. So something more like, I'm with God, I'm safe. Or I'm with God, I'm at peace. Or I'm in shalom. Something like that, right? Am I wrong?
I don't know. It's interesting that you said that, because the next phase is we are together in this. So, like you just said, we were breathing in not alone and not fear. And then what I received during that was we are together in this. So it's just what you just said. So I was never taught that our brain never heard not, but maybe what you said was confirmation of what I just received. So thank you for sharing that. So I've been corrected by you and by the Spirit of God. So you guys did good. So
okay, cool. You
should.
Thanks.
So the Holy Spirit probably gave you a high five, or your angel or somebody. Correct that man. He's doing the wrong thing. So corrected. So let's throw out the knots and go to the new phase of we, as in we, you and your Heavenly Father, are together in this. So I'm going to breathe in, we are together, and breathe out, we are together. And that's, hopefully you're doing that, the we is you and the Father, and I'm me and the Father. So He's able to be with you, He's able to be with me. How He does that, that's not up to me. He does it. But thank you for that correction. Thank you for being bold enough to correct me online to billions of people. Well, not billions, thousands of people. Okay, yay. You and Holy Spirit, go. All right, we are in this together. That's just acknowledging that the Father is faithful and He's with you. So, breathe in, acknowledge the fact we are in together. And breathe out, we are in this together. Are you sharing your music with us?
Yes.
That, I remember step one.
I decided I was supposed to do that.
Well, you're rebelling against my engraved steps here in my book. I tried soothing music, but it came another distraction. You're becoming a distraction to me and the thousands of people who are listening. Anyway. Yeah, but again, You need to do what works best for you, right? And find the steps, you know. And so I really just want to close with reading Joshua 1:8 again. And you can put the music on as I'm reading Joshua chapter 1 again. I'm going to start with verse 5 and go through verse 9. Because, the simple things we did of speaking to yourself, breathing, focusing on the Father, then learning to focus, then moving to focusing on putting your attention or setting your mind on a promise, actually was two negative statements that we just learned that probably not best. Then we focused on a positive statement of we are together in this and focus on our Father. And He's the one that makes us strong. He's the one that makes us able. He's the one that gives us the ability, right? And gave Joshua this ability too. So in closing, Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. That's a cool promise. Just as I've been with Moses, so he had the testimony of Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Man, I think I would have got a tattoo right there if I was going to lead a couple of million people into the promised land. Because right after this, he's got to go the walls of Jericho and some battles and stuff. Anyway, I wonder if he knew that. If he knew that was coming. Ooh, interesting. Verse 6. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people, be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Wow. Wow. Good mission statement for a leader. Verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. So we need a strategy. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. Yep, strategies are important before you do stuff. Okay, here's a meditation scripture. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. And I really believe that book comes from your relationship. That out of your relationship with the Father, I believe that He tells you secrets for your personal life, how you should live, what you should do. And this is one of the reasons why I believe journaling is so important, because we can't remember everything all the time. But I believe we can go back to our journal. What we record out of our personal time is a great comfort and a great deal a source of strength. Okay, so this book of the law is really you're gathering words that you believe are from the Father and becomes your foundation to help you through tough times, through times of adversity, because they didn't get into the promised land all that quick. You know, there was a lot going on there. And so, it's good to be prepared, right? For everything. And the only way I know to be prepared for everything that's coming tomorrow or in the next minute is to be very, very comfortable, not in your skin, but in His skin, because He's invited you to be fully in Him, because He's come fully in you. And once you understand that, there's no, like verse 5, no man will be able to stand against you. No thing, no virus, no situation, no circumstance, nothing, right? Once you know where you are, that you've been invited to be fully in Him, and He's fully in you. And that union or that oneness is a secret to your success in everything that goes on. So, back to verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Wow. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Great promise, a great thing that I know personally, I've got to read that more than once, because, you know, different circumstances come up, and some of these circumstances look really, really tough. I was on a flight this past weekend, and I had turbulence that I had never experienced before. I've gone through lots of turbulence. The basic one that scares you the most is the one where you're flying along, and it just drops, and your stomach goes whoop up the air. You know? So I'd mastered that. I've had lots of combined minutes of turbulence. But this time, I had a turbulence, and I had not experienced this before, and I almost screamed, which is not this good sign for a son of God. But we're flying, little shaky thingy, shaky, got that, shaky, shaky, shaky. But this time, first time ever, we did a dip, and I was like, a dip was so quick and so sharp. It was like dip as in crash, dip. So we dipped, and the next thought in my head was, dip, it's over. So I think I flashed into fear, and we didn't crash, and I had to grasp back for my peace. And I was glad that I didn't scream, because I probably scared the other passengers who were probably looking for hope, you know, in a world that is looking for hope. We're the light of the world. So I'm not saying you got to put on a face, but I'm saying that I was quick to get out of fear, because I knew that my God, not only was He near, but He's in here, right? And if we were going to go down, we were going down together. But I believe that that it wasn't over. But for a millisecond, that dip, which was new to me, that was, I'd say, it was scary. So it's not that you can't be scared. It's like you just don't, you can't stay there for several reasons. One, because he commanded you. I command you to be strong and courageous and do not tremble. So I probably trembled for a millisecond, but I got out of it. I was probably dismayed for 2 milliseconds. But then I remembered who my Lord was. It wasn't the plane. It wasn't some pilot. It wasn't the great design of the, was it a Boeing plane? I don't know. I work for Boeing. So it wasn't the great manufacturer, McDonnell Douglas, whoever made the plane. My trust was not in the designer of the plane. My trust was not in the pilots who were piloting the plane. I did thank them after we landed. My trust was not in the seatbelt. My trust was not into all those stuff, right? I'm learning that my God is faithful in every situation. And the quicker I come to the realization, the longer my peace remains, okay? So it's easy to trust God on a flight when there's no issues. It's easy to trust God on a flight when you've experienced everything. I've seen the carts jump off the ground. That's a scary one when the stewardesses and stewards run to their seats and screaming. That doesn't give you much hope when the stewards scream. I've been there, experienced that. So my faith was not in my experiences. My faith, my grounding, the solid thing is in who is my Lord. Okay, and I hope this little time of learning about meditating, following some steps to where you could strengthen your ability to set your mind on something, strengthen your ability to be ready, right? And I know your Heavenly Father can get you ready for everything, so that you're not shocked and surprised, dismayed by something coming up next. Okay. So, Susan, if you got something to say, you gotta get off of mute and then speak. Yay. All right. Thank you for folks who joined on, what am I pointing at? Facebook. Thank you for folks who joined on Zoom. And thank you for those who will be listening to this upcoming podcast. Okay. So.